We're doing Dov's Minute, and on Friday we try to focus on things that pertain to Shabbos. So we know that we have a mitzvah to light candles in honor of Shabbos. Our sages instituted that in honor of Shabbos, we're supposed to have candles that make the table a more honorable table. Now, even if you have lights in the house, we light Shabbos candles. Technically, in the time of Chazal, the concept of Shabbos candles was so that the meal would be a meal where you had light. You want to have shalom bias. You want to have a nice meal. You can't be walking around in the dark. Shabbos starts at night. We're supposed to have a meal then. You can't have darkness in your house and have a Shabbos meal that's pleasurable. If we apply this concept nowadays, you're supposed to leave enough light on so that people can enjoy the meal. You don't leave a skimpy amount of light. We honor the table by also having Shabbos candles. How many candles do we light? So our custom is to light two, one corresponding to Zohar and one corresponding to Shomer. Some women have the custom that they light corresponding to the number of children that they have. A woman in this goes after the minhag of her mother. So if her mother had that custom, she does that. Even though her husband might not have that custom, she does that. You'll come to my house, you'll see we have candles, we have more than two candles. And that's because that's my wife's custom. My custom is to light only two. But in this, a woman goes with the custom of her mother. The areas that pertain to the woman, she goes with her mother's custom. And so there are other places where this is applicable. This is considered the woman's mitzvah because lighting the candles of Shabbos, so the candles is the woman's mitzvah in that she gives longevity to her husband and her children when she performs this mitzvah. We say there are three mitzvahs that are the woman's mitzvah. Chala, nida, adlakas aner. Rashi Tevos, chana. Those are the three mitzvot that Yaakov told Rachel. That's the secret sign he gave her. When he said, when we go under the chuppah, I want to make sure it's you. He told her, here are the three mitzvot that you're responsible for in the house. Taking off the chala. When you prepare bread, you take off a portion, you give to the kohen. That's called chala. Watching the laws of family purity and lighting the candle in honor of Shabbos. Our parsha, Parshat Tetzaveh, tells us the commandment of lighting the menorah, the lamp in the Beit HaMikdash. Tetzaveh, the tough, 400, is Gematria Nashim. And then you have 400, which is Nashim Tzaveh. Command them, those women, that they have the mitzvah of lighting the candles. That's what the Baal Turim says. There's an allusion in our parsha to this concept that the women are responsible for this mitzvah. Chazal say, being that Eve, the first woman, gave man to eat from the forbidden fruit and that caused them to die. So that's why she's given this mitzvah of lighting, of rekindling the light of eternity, the light of the Shabbos candles, which also give longevity to her husband and her children. That is the woman's mitzvah. So if you're a bachelor living in yeshiva, so then the yeshiva should be lighting on your behalf. Make sure that there are candles here for you in the lunchroom. You don't light in your room, that could be a fire hazard. But in the lunchroom, they should have candles on behalf of the students. So one candle is good for a few students. There has to be a pruta's worth for each person that we're lighting for. If you're married, so then the wife is the one that's supposed to perform the mitzvah. Sometimes the wife cannot be around at candle lighting time. So then the husband lights the candles. There's a custom that if a woman missed lighting candles one Shabbos, the custom is that she adds another candle every Shabbos for the rest of her life, if a woman missed it. If she missed it, she should ask a shaila, because maybe it's enough that she had lights lit around the house, because today we have lights even without the Shabbos candles. So if a woman should happen to miss it, she should ask. Let's say the woman's in the hospital, she just gave birth, so she has to have her Shabbos candles, and the husband at home has to have his Shabbos candles. People sometimes say, my mother's lighting for me at home. Well, do you have light from your mother's candles at home? You don't. It's not like Hanukkah. The idea is that you should have honorable candles in honor of Shabbos. If you're not going to enjoy those candles, then it's not enough that your mother's lighting for you at home. Even men can make a blessing when they light candles. When women light the Shabbos candles, the custom is that they accept Shabbos upon them. And if a woman would want to light Shabbos candles and not accept Shabbos, she has to declare, I am not accepting Shabbos with this lighting of the Shabbos candles. A man, on the other hand, it's enough that he thinks, I'm not accepting Shabbos with the lighting of Shabbos candles, because men, we don't have this custom that when we light Shabbos candles, we're accepting Shabbos. When women light the Shabbos candles, then they make, okay, the blessing on lighting Shabbos candles, we'll discuss a different time. Shabbat Shalom.